Okay, today's daf is Sanhedrin, daf Sadi Vav, and we are on Sadi Hey Amid Beis, a couple of lines up from the bottom, and we just discussed all different days in the Gemara relating to how Kadosh Baruch Hu was makeh, how he smote the army of Sancheriv. All different days. Was it an etzva? Was it a hand? Was it through their nostrils? Was it that he was megale the conversation of the malachim? All different opinions. And we spoke about how many were left. So the last opinion of how many were left afterwards, there were 180, the Navi said that 185,000 were killed. And that we learned were officers, because some of the other ones were, lower officials in the army. But how many were left? So the Rabbi Yochanan said there were five left. Sancheriv, his two sons, Nebuchadnezzar and Nebuzaradan, which is fascinating in that Nebuchadnezzar and Nebuzaradan are going to come up a little bit later in history relating to the Churban Beis HaMikdash, and knowing that they had already witnessed what happened by the soldiers of Ashur puts everything in a certain context. How do we know these were the ones that were left? So the Gemara said that Nebuzaradan is Mesar. Reading this again, six lines from the bottom. Nebuzaradan Gemara, that's a tradition that we have. Nebuchadnezzar Dechsiv. Nebuchadnezzar, based on the pasuk that we had quoted earlier. V'rava derivi'ah dami labar elohin. When he looked into the fire and saw Hananim Shem Azariah still alive, and he said there's a fourth figure there, he says the fourth figure there looks like an angel. How do you know what an angel looked like? It must be that he saw the angel smote the Bnei Ashur. Vilav dechazi mina haveyada. And Sancheriv, ushnei banav dechsev vayihu mishtachve beis nisroch elohav. Right, he and his sons were left. Bistama, his sons were with him when he was fighting. So, and afterwards, the Navi tells us that he went back to his house of Avodah Zarah. Vadar melech v'sharetzar banav hiko becharav. And then he was killed by his own sons, as we'll get to more of the story by the Shem in a couple of minutes. Amar Rabbi Yavahu, four lines from the bottom. Ilmali mikra kasav yefshal amro. Were it not that the pasuk did not say this, yefshal amro, we wouldn't be able to say it. Tosfos in Megillah says that there are two elmalis in Shas. There's elmali with an aleph, were it not, and elmali with a yud, were it. We have to know whether it's a were it or were it not. So here is elmali with an aleph. We added a couple lines up. That's why it doesn't, whatever in Shas, it quotes this line. So on the side of the Gemara, it quotes Tosfos in Megillah. So a little higher up. But we had it yesterday. Ayin Tosfos in Megillah, daf chaf aleph, dibra maskal elmali. That's what Tosfos makes that chilek. So here, says Rabbi Yavo, if the Puzik hadn't said the following, it would be impossible for us to interpret the psukim this way. The following psukim are very anthropomorphic. Seems to give God a body, which obviously is one of the animamins that we believe is not true. We do a God, or the truth is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu does not have a body. Obviously, the Radak says the whole story here. The Radak in Sefer Yeshayo describes that the whole story is just about the Magefa. It's going to be talking about Hashem shaving the beard and the hair of Sancheriv. That's all a metaphor. The Radak said it's all about the Magefa itself, even though this story sounds very literal about shaving hair. But again, to emphasize the Rambam and Hakdamah to Pirush Mishnayos as well, to remember that we don't believe in either of the extremes. We don't believe in taking the Gemara so literally and say, nope, well, we can't understand it. No, that's not our approach. And the second approach isn't true either, that it's literal and it's impossible, so therefore, Chazal must be saying something foolish. No, Chas v'Shalom. We have the third idea, that some Agadotas are literal, some are not literal, some are obviously not literal, and therefore there are deeper ideas here that we might not understand. And even when the Torah Shebal Peh was written down, some of it was written in a way that only the deepest of the deep would understand some of these messages. And there aren't not every Gemara is meant to be understood by everyone learning it. There are deeper messages, so we have to. This is one of those Gemaras that we have to understand that way also. So what does the pasuk say? Tachsiv ayomahu on that day by Ashur yigalach Hashem betara sechira bivrei nahar. Hashem will shave with a hired razor, those on the other side of the river, b'melech Ashur, es harosh, v'sar haraglayim, v'gamas hazakan tispeh. Everything will be destroyed. All the hair on the head, on the legs, and the beard. Also, what happened? Also, kud shabrichu, v'idmile kegavar saba. Literally, Hashem came and appeared like an old man. Right? The Yad Ramah already says here, right? Obviously, doesn't mean Hashem. It means a malach. Malach of HaKadosh Baruch Hu was dressed up. As HaKadosh Baruch Hu klomar zimin lo HaKadosh Baruch Hu ish echad zakein osar ha shenidme ish zakein. Some type of malach that appeared like an old man. The Ben Yoyada also says here. So why is he called Hashem? So the Ben Yoyada says, as we know the Rambam writes, there are different levels of malachim. the highest, higher malachim, right? The Rambam writes there are 10 levels of malachim, and the higher ones, the Gemara also, the Gemara Chagiga discusses Hashem, Matatron, right? Sometimes it has the name Hashem, name of Hashem in him. Doesn't mean that it's a Kadosh Baruch Hu Chas V'Shalom, but it means that it's connected, and maybe there's more understanding of a Kadosh Baruch Hu. That's what the Rambam writes. The 10 levels are the ones that have higher awareness. Says the Ben Yehoyada, Umashakasa b'mamar asa Kadosh Baruch Hu mebnei sheyesh malach stam, v'yesh malachim shenikraim machane elokim, shehem machane shechina. Like it says, Hashem wanted to show love to Bnei Yisrael, so he performed this miracle with one of the higher malachim. And that's what we know, that there are other psukim in the Torah that also talk about this, that Hashem says, I'm not going to go with you. It means like a malach. And he quotes other psukim as well, different types of malachim. So, a being is dressed up, a malach is dressed up like an old man, Omar, and he says, Kiazas, he says to Sancherib, after this whole event occurred, where all his soldiers didn't wake up, after the day before, he said, Yerushalayim is so small, I'll go tomorrow, it's fine, and look what happened, he wasted, right? You delay a little bit, doesn't happen. So what happens, Omar, Kiazas, Lekabi Melch, Mizrach, Umayrav, when he comes to all the kings, the Isi Sinhu, Libanayu, the Katlatinu, he had brought all of their sons to help him fight, and they all died. And now he has to go back to tell all of these kings that their sons were killed, and they even lost. It wasn't even worth the efforts. My Amarlu, what are you going to tell them? What are you going to tell all of these kings? They're going to be so mad. Omar Lahu. Or Omar Le, Hahu Gavra, Bahu Pachtanam Yosef. I'm scared. I don't know what I'm going to do. I don't know what I'm going to do. Right? Hahu Gavra. When you say, talk about yourself and about something that negative, so sometimes we say, Hahu Gavra, that person, me, I have no idea what I'm going to do. Omar Le, Hechi Nevet. So what do you think I should do? Omar Le, I have an idea. Zil Vashani Nafshav. Go change yourself. Right? Rashi Atap, Shane Atzbacha Kadesh Layaki Rucha. Right? Change your appearance, so that they don't recognize you, right? Remember Yosef, right? The Gemara in Sota, Yosef had a beard, didn't have a beard, his brothers, right? So, Bamaya Shani, what can I do? How can I change myself? Amar le zil, I see li mispara v'egzechana. Go bring me a scissors. I'll help you out. So again, you see it's very anthropomorphic, right? Go bring me a scissors. Mehecha Isi, where am I going to get a scissors from? Amar le, Allahu besa v'aisi. Go into that house over there and bring. Again, every detail is symbolic of something, but we're not going to go into it right now. So he went, go in, and you'll find the scissors there. Some type of cunning instrument. Azu malachei shariz, HaKadosh Baruch Hu had put malachim in there, v'idmu lekid gavri, to look like people. And we know there are many stories in Shas about malachim dressed up like people in order to test a person, in order to save a person. You know, there are different stories in the Gemara like that. They look like Gavri. Remember the story in Titus by Nachum Ish Gamzu, right? They were about to kill Nachum Ish Gamzu because he had brought sand instead of swords. And all of a sudden, one of the Malachim came dressed up like a Roman officer and said, oh, maybe it's the sand that from Avraham Avinu that changed into swords. And they tried it. So you see, sometimes HaKadosh Baruch Hu sends Malachim in to be able to dress up. V'havi, so go in. So there were Malachim that look like people. Vahavi katachni kashyasa. They were grinding up kernels. Grinding up kernels, garinin. Amarle, havoli mispura. Can I please borrow a razor from someone? Amarle, tchon karga yu de kashyasa. You know, please just grind one of these. Just help us out a little bit, and then we'll give you the grinding instrument. Finita lachon, we'll give you. Tachan chadgir yu de kashyasa, vyavoli misparta. So they did. They gave it to him. Why'd they do that? It could be because they wanted to delay him from coming outside. Right, because of the following part of the story. Ad da'asa ichshich. Before he came out again, it got dark. So they came out again, and now it's dark, and there's no artificial light. So amar le zil I see nura. So the malach says, you know, I need some fire, I need some light. I can't see anything. I can't give you a haircut without any light. So azav I see nura. So he went and brought a fire. Padi de kanafach le. As he was blowing on the fire to make it a little bigger, isli be nura bedikne. The fire caught hold of his beard. Azal Gazie Lareshe Vidikne. And it like he had this, all of his beard was he didn't need the razor anymore. Right? The fire took care of that. Amru Hainu Dhsi Vigam Esazokain Tispe. Again, what does all that mean? Maybe he thought he was so powerful and Mamela, the kohos that he thought he would use for himself, were used against him. The fire that he thought that he was bringing with these hundreds of thousands, millions of soldiers, it was ultimately used against him, and not just against him, against his mahus, right? We know that the beard in those days, right, the Navi describes elsewhere, the beard in those days was symbolic of something, and without a beard, it was so embarrassing. Remember the soldiers of David HaMelech, they shaved half their beard to embarrass them, and what happened? They didn't know what to do, it was so embarrassing. Why don't they just shave the other half of the beard? Because the Radak there says not to have any beard was even more embarrassing than to have half a beard. Right? So it was very symbolic. So again, that's the mashal that's given by Yeshayahu HaNavi, that he himself, his power was taken and he was left there to have to deal with the consequences. Amar Rav Papa, Haido Damri Inshi, this is what Rav Papa means by saying, Gerirte La Arma'a, if you singe an Arimian, if you sin something, shafir lay, and he's likes it, it's lay nur, but so, you know, just go further on the beard, velosavis chuchabine, and the embarrassment will never stop. Right, just a moment to this idea. Okay. Says the Gemara. Azal, so now getting back to the story of Sancheriv. So what happens, he's done, so he's going back to Nineveh, he's going back to our Ashur, at least. He's, finished. Azal ashkech dafa, mitivosa, de Noach. He finds a plank, from Noach's teva. What does that mean? He happened to have mamish, he was walking, he finds a plank from Noach's teva. So the Maharal says, he felt a little bit like Noach. Everybody else was killed, the only one left. Right, now that Nafki felt he found a plank. You don't have to take that literally. V'hu nishar dome bedavar ma, the Maharal, nishtaf hakol, v'hu nishar. Av agav shahaysha hashar aso l'ralo, even though he didn't realize that Noach was left because Noach deserved to be left to continue mankind. And Sancheriv was left to have one more solid punch, right? You get to see your whole downfall, and then you're going to be killed, right? Vizeo says, even though it was for the opposite purpose, that's what it means, he found the dafa mitivasa shanoach. Ki hayo lo chibur v'his yachsus ma el atzalas noach. V'lo el amitas hadavar hahu, rakal davar ma mimenu v'ze nikra dafa mitivosa shanoach. It was a plank from the teva of Noach. It wasn't even connected to Noach. It was an external connection. But again, he found this plank. Again, the Marsha also adds here that doesn't mean, and he's a bit, well, let's just read the next line of the Gemara. What does he say? Amar, Hainu alaka rabba, the sheiz v'lenoach mitofana. Wow, this is the God that saved Noach. Does he really think that the plank is the God? Maybe. Maybe he was in Obed Avodah Zarah and he realized, this plank survived the Teva, they'll survive the Mabul, so it must be the plank is the God. Or the Marsha says, no, that they understood that everything physical has a certain upper power that is associated with it. And when we say that they bow down to a tree, or they bow down to some physical item, it doesn't have to mean that they really thought that this physical item had power. But there's a heavenly force that's associated with this physical item. And if I'm mechabe, the physical item, that's a reflection that I want to be mechabe, the heavenly source. And that's why the heavenly source is going to be good for me and give me good mazel. So that's what the Marsha here says too. He doesn't think it was the plank itself, but it means the koach associated with the plank. That's what the Marsha was connecting to. That's what the Sancheriv was connected to. Shein lecha davar milamata, shein lo mazel milamala. Ve'ovdei gachavim ovdim ledavar milamata, umiskavnim lo'oso mazel shamala. Ve'gam zeh harasha. And again, this is unbelievable. He just witnessed one of the greatest miracles in the history of the world, and he goes straight back to Avodah Zarah. It's amazing. If somebody doesn't want to believe, he could have the greatest miracles. Sometimes people say, if Hashem would do miracles today, that would be it. I would believe everything. So number one, there are miracles that happen every single day. We just have to open up our eyes. At least miracle, the fact that, our country exists among the billions of people around us that don't want it to exist. That's a miracle nationally every single day. But you see from this story that even with the greatest miracle in the world, if somebody is not open to believing, so then they're not going to believe. Doesn't matter what happens, right? Kriyas Yam Suf, the Egyptians, let's go in and... Right, so it doesn't matter what kind of miracle. So that's what the Marsha says here. Chashav kenal aneser hazeh, shebo nitzal noach ben amabo, b'mazal oso aneser, shalamala bimenu, le'eloka. Okay. So he says, wow, look at this daf. Omar, i'azal hu gavra, umatzlich, mikariv luhuch, the train benoi kamach. So we have that line about Noach. Great, that's meant to teach us something. And then the next line, he says to himself, and some say he got this, advice from that Malach. You know what? I want to succeed. How do I succeed against these Jews? You know what they have? They have this chus of the Akedah that goes for them for eternity. I'm going to do that to my two kids. Great. Right? Makarav lu l'trei benoi kamach. I'm going to sacrifice my two sons to you. To you, the God of this plank of the Teva of Noach. Shamu benoi, his sons heard about it and they said, sorry, dad, v'katluhu, and they killed him before he was able to kill them. Hainu d'chsiv, and that's what it says in the Navi. Right after he goes back, v'yuhu mishtachave beis nisroch eloav, v'obadar melech v'sharetzar banav, hikau b'charev v'gomer. Period. Vayechalek, again, amazing story of Sancheriv. As we said at the beginning of the parak, there are some, this parak, one cannot learn certain areas of Navi without learning this parak. The Torah Sheval Peh part, Sefer Malachim, Sefer Yeshayahu, a little bit of Sefer Shmuel, as we'll get to some stories with David HaMelech also, like we had Yishvi Benov, right, on yesterday's daf. Can't learn the Sefer without, no, the pasuk just says, Yishvi Benov wanted to kill David and Avishai saved him. What does that mean? So you have to learn yesterday's Gemara. So again, here too, there's so much that was added in by the Torah Sheval Peh. Vayichalek aleim laila hu v'avadav v'yakem v'gomer. Getting back to Avram Avinu. Remember we said earlier, right, there were three times that there were so many armies that came. By Sancheriv, by Avram Avinu also, by the four kings. Amar Yochanan, Oso, Malach, Shinez, Dami, Lola, Avraham, Laila, Shmo. What does it mean, Vayichalek aleim laila? So Pashas means night. But on a deeper level, there was a Malach that was named night. And that's the one that came to Avram Avinu. Shinemar, Bahalaila, Omar, Horegover. The Laila says, Horegover. That's a reference to, the Malach that's called, night. Verbisla Nafcha Omar, Shasimo Maisa Laila. Doesn't mean that it was, Dafka, a Malach named night, but he did an act of night. What does that mean? He played around with the stars in order to help Avraham, win the war against the four kings. Shinemar, Minashamayim, Nilchamu, Hakokhavim, Imsilosam, Nilchamu, and Sisra. Right, and Sefer Shoftim also. Fighting Sisra. It also says there that the sun and the moon and the stars were all involved in fighting Sisra. Right, they boiled up the Yardane. Right, the soldiers of Midian went into the Yardane to cool off from all their armor, and then the sun and the stars made it boiling hot, and they all burned, right? Chazal say. Either way, so two opinions what Laila means here. Either the Malach named Laila, or there was a Maisa Laila done. Amar Reish Lakish, Taba de Nafcha mi de Bar Nafcha. And I think Nafcha, meaning Rabbi Yitzchak Nafcha. The second opinion, I like that better than Bar Nafcha. That was the nickname of Rabbi Yochanan, who gave the first opinion. Also interesting that he's calling his Rebbe slash brother-in-law by the nickname Bar Nafcha. But again, it's not, some say that it was, he was actually the son of a Nafcha, of a blacksmith. Right, Rashi says, Rabbi Yochanan de Mikri Bar Nafcha bekulishas. Rabbi Yochanan is called Bar Nafcha throughout Shas. Some say Bar Nafcha has to do with his beauty, right? He was very handsome, right? That was Reish Lakish. That would make sense. That whole Gemara. Reish Lakish says, Rabbi Yochanan, well, you're a handsome guy, right? Your handsomeness should be for the women. And what does he say? I'll show you my sister, right? And if you change and dedicate your life to Torah. So Rabbi Yochanan and his sister were very handsome and beautiful, and maybe that's why also he calls him Bar Nafcha. Stop there for a second. Just Laila, the Malach of Laila, comes up in another Gemara as well. If you remember the Gemara in Meseches Nida, the Gemara there says, do I have Nida here? I have it right here. Thank you. The Gemara in Meseches Nida tells us, remember the Gemara, Daf Tezayin Mabez, that, fascinating, it's Reish Lakish talking. Reish Lakish, hi, Krad Rabbi Yochanan, my Darish Bey. Reboy Leilik Edetanya. Oh, that's Lashitaso. The fact that he uses it for the second opinion, not about Laila as the Malach, so he uses it for the following drasha. Look at the Darish Bechanina Bar Papa. The Darish Bechanina Bar Papa. Oso Malach Hamamuna Al Hirayon, Laila Shmo. There's a Malach that's commanded on pregnancy. And every drop is taken in front of God. And the Malach says, God, this drop, this future child, everything outside of our control is determined by God. Right, a chazal that appears in the first Masechta in Shas and in the last Masechta in Shas. Brachas and Nida, everything is out of our control except for Yirat Shemayim. But that's the Malach called Laila holds the drop in front of Hashem. Tosa says, why did it say the Malach that's Mamuna on pregnancy? Why not on birth? Because by birth, God himself is there. Right? That's not, as the Gemara says at the beginning of Maseches Tainus, that Hashem doesn't give the keys to anybody, right, for birth. Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu was in charge of birth. Right? When it comes to, pregnancy, the earlier stage of Malach is involved. But birth is only Kadosh Baruch Hu. That's why one of the Achronim, I remember, says, I think the Shemana Tov quotes it, that that's part of the Tumas Leida. Tumas Leida, Kadosh Baruch Hu is there at every birth, and then Hashem leaves after the birth. So the vacuum of godliness, maybe that causes the Tumas Leida. Interesting. But either way, back to the Gemara. So we have the different opinions about Lila. Fourth to last skinny line. Vayirdof ad don. Amar Yochanan. Kivin Shabbos. So tzadik ad don. Once Avram Avinu comes team to Dun, Tashash Kocho. He got weak. Why? Ra'a b'nei banav sha'asidin la'avod avod azara b'dun. He saw his descendants doing worshipping avod azara in Dun. Sh'ne'amar v'yasem es ho'echad b'beit el v'es ho'echad nasem b'dun. Yeravam, the first king of Yisrael, right, the Malchus split in the days of Shlomo's son, Rechavam, and Yeravam set up. He had so much potential. We'll talk about Yeravam, Hashem, coming up. But he was one of the ones, as we know, mentioned in the first Mishnah, right? There are certain kings, right? Three kings and four head yodos don't have Olam Haba. Which three kings don't have Olam Haba? Yeravam, Achav, and Menashe. So we spoke about some of those already. But Yeravam, right? He set up Avodah Zarah. He didn't want people to go to Yerushalayim, right? That, even though he got the Malchus, he was jealous. No, so he set up Avodah Zarah, and he set up an alternate Mikdash. Va'af also, and he set it up in Beit El and Dun. Why Dafka Beit El and Dun? So the Radak on that Pasuk in Malachim says, Beit El, because he knew Beit El was significant and special, and Yaakov Avinu. So he figured that that would be a good way to get people to come to Beit El. And Dun was the border. Dun was the border. So either of those, and he wanted to make it easy. People have to schlep to the base of Mikdash. No, just come here. It's okay, you don't have to go and schlep all the way there. V'yav also Rasha, Lonis Gabra, Shigila Dun. Also, Nebuchadnezzar did not become totally successful until he got to Dun. Shene Amar, Midon Nishman Acharas Susav. From Dun could be heard all of his horses. Good. We now get into a long discussion of Nebuchadnezzar. Right, we're going to go Nebuchadnezzar. That's today's daf. Tomorrow's daf is all about Mashiach. Right, every day is going to have. So now we have a lot of chazals, many chazals about Nebuchadnezzar. And this is all a hemshech, because he was one of the five, according to Rabbi Yochanan, that were left after the whole story of Asher. Remember, Asher took place, how many years? 50 years before the Churban Beis HaMikdash? 30 years, I don't remember exactly, with Sanherev, and Asher was the world power then. Bava was not even on the scene. Nebuchadnezzar was a lowly general in Sanherev's army. But already Yeshayahu HaNavi was prophesizing, Bava was going to be the nation that's going to destroy the Beis HaMikdash. So eventually now, Nebuchadnezzar is going to take power. Reb Zeira, though, first. Avagav the Shalach, Rebbe Yehuda ben Mizir ben Nitzivan, or other Girsos, Hizaru Bezakein, he sent from Nitzivan. That's where he was. Remember the Gemara Psachim Dav Gimel, right? He gave messages from Nitzivan. Hizaru Bezakein Sheshachach Tamudo, Machwas Onso. He said, be careful of an elder, scholar that forgot his learning, Machwas Onso. Right? He forgot his learning because he was old. Machwas Onso, says the Yad Ramah, not because he wanted to forget his learning, but he got older, he got sick. Right, if somebody forgets their learning because they didn't work hard enough, that's not what we're talking about here. That's not Machbas Onso. That's the Mishnah in Pirkei Avos. Kol Shochech Tov Rechon Mimishnaso Mimischai Benasho. If somebody forgets something because they didn't push themselves enough, so then that's not good. But if it's a Zakin that was Shochech Talmud Machbas Onso, so one has to be very careful in their kavod. The Brisker Rav also, the Griz on Parshas Vayeschanan, we quoted this a long time ago in other contexts, notes that maybe that whole Mishnah in its full sense of the word, that if somebody forgets their learning, their Chayim Misa, that's very strong, was Chayim Benasho. Maybe that only applied before Torah Shebal Peh was written down. Because then, if I forgot something, it was gone forever from the Mesorah. Now, in the Mishnah's written, the Gemara's written, everything's written down. So I forget a Chiddush, okay, Does that have a effect on the Mesorah? That's the Brisker Rav suggestion in Parshas Vayeschanan, that he has that Kabbalah from Rav Chaim Ivolozhin. That's the Koyal Rishonim Shalomdu Baal Peh. De'ikar Asar Azuhi Al Torah Shebal Peh. Aval Acher Shekvar Nechtam Atalmud V'nifzika Kabbalah Shal Torah Shebal Peh. Ish Pi Pi'ish Shuv Ein Zeh Bechlal Shokhech Tav Rechon Mimishnaso. De'ikar Asar Azuhi Al Mishnah Mesorah. We mentioned this in the Shir about stages of the Mesorah. Ksivas HaMishnah, Stimas HaTalmud. So this is an important source for that context. So Rabbi Yehuda Ben-Zira says, be careful of that type of Talmud. Vizar bevridin k'Rabbi Yehuda, and be careful to cut the vridin, certain types of blood vessels like Rabbi Yehuda, which is a detail on Hilchos Shechita, as Rashi quotes from the Gemara in Chulin. Vihizaru bevnei am haaretz. Here's the key one for us. And be careful of children whose parents are not so knowledgeable, but they have accomplished Shemehen Teitzei Torah, because from them Torah goes out. What does that mean? Ki ha milsa modin lahu. Tell them this. What does that mean? Many different pshatim in the Mefarshim. What exactly does this line mean? Rashi has two pshatim. We'll go with one of them. Rashi says, even if somebody's parents, the source, aren't so knowledgeable, they're Amei Haaretz, they might have done something to be able to create a merit, and that merit helps out the children. That merit helps out the children. So be careful with Bnei Haaretz. Those Amei Haaretz might have done something that is very special, and that could create a koach for the following. And tell them the following. What's the following? Nebuchadnezzar did something small, and that created a merit for him for later on, and help gave him a schus for later, as we'll see. Tzadik ato Hashem. So now we'll get to the story. Yirmiyahu HaNavi says, Tzadik ato Hashem ki ariv pri. Right? God, you are righteous ki ariv pri. Right? Because I will fight. Maya hajule ki es raglayim ratzta vayal ucha. Right? You have, your legs have gotten worn out. Ve'ech tetachare et asusim. You can't even race people. How can you race horses? Uba'aretz shalom ata boteach. Ve'ech ta'ase begona yardein. Right? You can't, you got tired on land. How could you, try to fight the go'on of the yardein? What exactly is going on here? It's all a mashal. Mashal la'adam she'echad she'amar yochal ani la'rutz gimel parsos lefnei asusim bein bitzei hamayim. Somebody boasts, I could race and run three parsaos, and I could outrace horses even in the mud where people sink in. Nizdamin lo ragli echad, a certain runner came, Ruslafan of Gimel Milin be Abash of Anila, and he beat him on dry land, he beat him for a shorter time. So Amarlay, Omalafne Raglai Kach. In front of a human being, you can't win. Horses, you want to win? Umashloshes Milin Kach. Gimel Parsaos Alachas Kama Vakama. Right, for a longer distance, umabi abasha kach meimitzi amay malachas kama vakama. Right, so how do you expect? How do you expect to win? It was a boast. I'm sorry. You know what? I skipped a line. I'm looking back now. I skipped the second wide line. Let's go back for a second. Tzadikat, I knew something didn't make sense. Tzadikat Hashem ki ariv elecha ach mishpatim adaber otach. Right, this is Yirmiyahu HaNavi talking to Hashem. Lord, I speak to you. Madua derech Rishayim Salecha. Why do the Rishayim have it good? Shalu kobog de baged. Right, they act treat the treasoners have shalva. Everything's quiet. Netatim gam shorashu yelchu gam asu pri. They have pri. They have everything good. This is Yirmiyahu HaNavi, who on the surface seems to be complaining. Remember, he was the Navi of the Churban. And he seems to be complaining. So the Rishonim say, the Ramban writes, Chas v'shalom, the Yirmiyahu HaNavi is Tzadik v'ra l'Rasha v'tovlo. Moshe Rabbeinu also complained about that. But the Ramban gives the mashal in Taras Ha'adam, it's more like somebody who's sick, who's just screaming from the pain. It's not so much complaining, God, you are so unjust, Chas v'shalom, but it's just screaming from the pain that he's going through. How could this be? How could this pain be? Not really saying how, like, Hashem, change it. But how? It's I'm suffering. I'm suffering, Yirmiyahu HaNavi is saying. And then we have the psukim, and this is the answer that is given to Yirmiyahu, and the mashal given. So skip back to where we were up to. So what does it mean? Afata. Uma bischar arba psios sheshilamti losa rasha. I paid back Nebuchadnezzar Rasha for running a few steps. Four steps, according to our girsa. Sheratz achar kvodi. We'll see where that is. Nebuchadnezzar ran four steps for my covet. Ata Tamiya, you're wondering, how can Nebuchadnezzar gain such fame and honor? Because he only did four steps for me. Kishani mishalim schar la'avram Yisrael v'Yaakov. When I pay back Avram Yisrael and Yaakov, and all the Jews that followed me, sheratzu l'fanei kesusim, that ran in front of me like horses, not just four steps. Alachas kama v'kama, that schar, you're not even going to be able to imagine. Nebuchadnezzar gets schar for a little bit the thing that he did, but they're going to get amazing schar also. The Ben Yoyada says, Dafka, a horse. Why a horse? We know a horse, even when he sleeps, he doesn't sleep. Right? It's called Sheina Sus. Right? So my avos, my descendants, they even when they sleep, they're not sleeping. It's like the Rambam in Hilchas Deus. Sleeping is also part of Avodas Hashem. They're sleeping in order to have more strength to be able to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Right? David HaMelech didn't even sleep at all. He just slept like a Sheina Sus. So Hainu d'chsiv, and that's what it says, la nevi'im, because of the nevi'im, Rashi says, because of the avos, nishbar libi b'kirbi, my heart is broken, rachafu kalatz mosai, my bones shake, hayisi ki'ishikar, I was like drunk, ukegeber avaro yayin, mipnei Hashem ubnei tviv rekacho. Rashi says, I became drunk, being metame on the schar that they will receive. So again, if the four steps that Nebuchadnezzar took bring such schar, so surely the avos hakadosha. So hani dalap sios mahi. What four steps are we talking about? Where did Nebuchadnezzar take four steps? Tichsev, because the pasuk says as follows. Again, as we said, many of the stories of that time, Malachim and Yeshayahu, have to be learned together. Because and Divrei Hayamim, for that matter, because all three books fill in the same stories are discussed. Yeshayahu lived at the time of Chizkiyahu, the four kings, and Divrei Hayamim tells the whole story again also, and they each add in. So that's it. Bo'ezahi shalach morodach baladan ben baladan melech bavel svarim. At that time. What do you mean at that time? There was, it was during the time of Chizkiyahu, a melech, after Chizkiyahu's father, Achaz Harasha. Achaz, right, Chizkiyahu was surrounded by Achaz as his father and Menashe by his son. Right, that was amazing that he was who he was. Right, the tzaddik that he was, Chizkiyahu. But when Achaz, his father, died, as we'll see, the sun set after 2 hours. The whole day was shortened. And the king of Babel, Merodach Baladan ben Baladan, was like, what is going on here? What happened? Right, so he sent servants to find out what happened. Mishum ki chala Chizkiyahu, when Chizkiyahu was sick, vayechezak, and he got better. Well, this is the second step, in a second. When Chizkiyahu got sick and he got better, shadal esvarim u'mincha. The pasuk says, when Chizkiyahu got better from his illness. So what does one thing have to do with the other? So we have to add in. Lidroshes amofes asher haya ba'aretz. Because there was a nace that occurred. Dom Rabbi Yochanan. Oso ayam shemes po Achaz. The day that Achaz, Menashe's father, died. Shteisha os haya. It was only a 2 hour day. Why? Hashem did not want Achaz to have the honor of getting eulogized. So he made the sunset very quickly. Give him enough time to bury him, but that's it. Right? The sunset very quickly. But when Chizkiyahu, his son, got better from his illness, that's when the extra hours were paid back. V'chichala Chizkiyahu v'ispach ahadrinu kutshabricho lanach eser shoy. 10 hours, nihale. They returned the 10 hours to him. D'chsiv hineni meshiv esel amalos asher yadav amalos achaz v'shemesh acharanis eser malos. Right, that's the story where Yeshayahu Navi asks Chizkiyahu. When Chizkiyahu was on his deathbed, remember the Gemara in Brachas Daf Yud, and Chizkiyahu says, I don't want to have a kid, and he says, you have to have a kid, Chizkiyahu's like, fine, you'll get 15 more years on your life. Says Yeshayahu, I'm going to do a miracle for you, and he gives him a choice of what miracle to do. The one that he picks is for the clock to go backwards. That's the miracle he picks as a simin, that he's going to get better, and he's going to live a couple of more years. It went back 10 hours, 10 ticks, right, because the other day was only 2 hours long, so this was the miracle that took 10 hours. Omar lay, so the king says to his, so the king, Merodach, Baladan, Ben Baladan, says, my hi, what's going on here? What happened? Some say that he woke up and he thought that his servants didn't wake him up and it's ready the afternoon. And they're like, it's not the afternoon. It's when we usually wake you up. It's just the sun's playing games today. Omar lay, he said, what happened? They say, Chizkiyahu chalash v'ispach. Chizkiyahu got better. Omar ika gavar rabba ki hai, v'lo bi'ina, l'shduri l'shlama. Such a great individual, and I've never said it, told him Shalom Aleichem. So, Kasvili Shlama Damalka, he sends him a letter. Shlama Damalka Chizkiyahu, peace to you, Shalom Dekar to Yerushalayim, Shalom Le'elaka Rabba. Right? Peace to you, and peace to God. That's the letter. Nebuchadnezzar, Safri de Baladan Have, Nebuchadnezzar happened to be the scribe of Baladan at that time. And he wasn't there at the time that they sent out this letter. Kiyasa, when he came back and found out about the letter, he says, "Hey, Chikasvisu, how do you?" He asked the other sofrim, "What exactly was the letter? You know, it's on his shoulders. You know, he was the master scribe." Amru Leah Chikasvina. They told him exactly what they wrote. Amru, he says, "Karisu Leala Araba, the Kasvisu Leila Basof. You wrote peace to God, and he wrote God as the third phrase in the letter. You didn't write God as the first phrase in the letter." Ella Hachi Kasivu. This is what you have to write. Shalom Alaka Rabba. Shalom the Kadir Shalom. Shalom Lamaka the Chizkiyahu. You have to praise God first. What were you guys doing? Armile, they say, okay, Karnisa de Igrisa, Yolevi Parvanka. You want to solve the problem? You're the one that brought it up. You're the one that should be the messenger. Right? This is the second time, right? This phrase appears in only a few places in Shas. Second time in Sanhedrin, right? We have this by Pinchas. Pinchas says, this is the halacha. Okay, you go take care of it. So Nebuchadnezzar, you go take care of it. So Rod Basrei, he starts running after the previous messenger that was sent. What is this run for? L'kavod Hashem. That's what this run was for. Kidderod arba psios, when he ran for psios, asa Gabriel v'ukmei. So Gabriel came and made him meet the Malach already. Why? Because he didn't want him to run more. Because every step of the way he got rewarded for. So he stopped him after four. And Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Ilmali Bag, third time we have Ilmali today. Ilmali, in the past off, Ilmali Bag Gabriel Vamido, if Gabriel wouldn't have stopped him, lo haya takana lo sonam shel Yisrael. Right, the Jews wouldn't have had a chance, right, if he would have been even more successful. You see on the side that the Medrash has three psios instead of four psios. Right, why Dafka three psios? Says the Magen Avraham in Hilchas Tefillah. We take three steps forward when we say the Amidah. We take three steps back and then three steps forward. Why? And then at the end of the Amidah, we daven for Binyan Beis HaMikdash. Because if Nebuchadnezzar, by taking three steps, he caused the Churban Beis HaMikdash. So we hope our three steps, davening to Hashem, could cause the Binyan Beis HaMikdash. The Magen Avraham. And the Mishnah Berurah quotes that Magen Avraham. In Hilchos Tefillah, Simen Kuf, you want to look it up, Simen Kuf Chav Gimel, the beginning of the Simen. The Mishnah Berurah is in Sif Beis bischus gimel psios sherotz Nebuchadnezzar l'kvod Hashem yisparach zochel ha'achra beis hamikdash v'lachin on aposim gimel psios mispalim shibana beis hamikdash. Amazing. Says the continuing. My Baladan ben Baladan, fourth to last line. Why does he have the same name as his father? Baladan ben Baladan. Amri Baladan Malkahavi Vishtani Ape. Baladan was a Babylonian king, and one day he woke up and he was a changed man. Vaviki de Kalba. His face became like a dog. Does that mean literal? Does that mean figurative? Different shatim. So what happened? So he was so embarrassed he couldn't be the king anymore. So Avi Yosef Braal Mochuse, say his son took over. But his father was still alive, so he wanted to honor his father. So he took his father's name. Kiavi Kasef, Avi Ksiv Shmei, Ushmei Davua, Baladan Malka. So he took a Merodach was his name, but he took his father's name too. Baladan ben Baladan, Hainu Duchsiv, Ben Yechavid Av, Ve'ever Ladunav. And that's the phrase of Malachi, a son giving honor to a father and a servant to a master. Ben Yechavid Av, Hada Amran, that we just saw. Ve'ever Ladunav, where do we see an Eved giving covet to his master? Right? And this is talking about Bavel. So the two kings of Bavel. So who is the servant? That's Nebuchadnezzar and Nebuzradan. Tefsiv, the pasuk tells us by the Churban, Rachman Litzlan, Ubachodesh Achamishi Besal Chodesh, in Chodesh Av, the fifth month, on the 10th day of the month. As we know, most of the burning took place on the 10th day, not on the 9th day of Av. Hishnas Shas Rishana Lamel Nebuchadnezzar, Ba Melech Bavel, Ba Nebuzradan, Rabba Tabachim, Amalafim, Melech Bavel, Yishalayim. Nebuzradan, who was the officer, the head, the general, Nebuchadnezzar, remember, in first base of Migdash, it was Nebuzradan, who was the general, to Nebuchadnezzar, who was the king. Second base of Migdash, it was Titus, the officer, who was the general of Vespasian, the king. So again, sometimes we have different keynotes on Tisha B'Av. Bayis Rishon, Bayis Sheni. So Bayis Rishon was Nebuzradan, who it says that he came to destroy the Beis HaMikdash, and it says it was right in front of the king Nebuchadnezzar. Vayisrof es Beis Hashem, ves Beis HaMelech. Right? So, but says the Gemara, Nebuchadnezzar wasn't there. Umisalak Nebuchadnezzar l'Yushalayim. Vaksiv, ayalu oso el melech bavel rivlasa. It says that after the Churban, they took Tzidkiyahu. Nebuchadnezzar took Tzidkiyahu, the last king of Yehuda. They took him to Bavel. And he took him to the king of Bavel. I mean, the king of Bavel wasn't there. V'yam Rabbi Yevo, Zu Antuchya. Antuchya, which Rashi says, is a place outside of Eretz Yisrael. The Mepharshim assume it's a place in Turkey, up north. So what does it mean that Nebuchadnezzar said he fought in front of Nebuchadnezzar? What does that mean, Nebuzradan fought in front of Nebuchadnezzar? Rav Chizda, Rav Yisla, Bar Avudimi, 2 days. Chad Amar, Demus Diokno Haisa Chakuka Lo Amar Kavto. He had such honor for his master, he made a statue, an engraved image of Nebuchadnezzar on his chariot. That's the covet that he gave his master. The Chad Amar, Eimu Yaseira Haislo Mimenu, or it was kind of like Yosef and Yaakov. He had such awe of him, V'domek Misha Omei Lefanav. It was as if Nebuchadnezzar was there. It wasn't there, but he held him in such esteem, he had such awe, that it was as if he was there. Interesting. So we know the Pasuk here discusses that the Churban happened on the 10th of Av. The 10th of Av, that's when the fire. But why do we fast on the 9th of Av? The Gemara says in Titus, because that's when it started. We go by when things start. But ask the Achronim, the Kasha, with many different lumdish answers. 1 second. Rabbi Yochanan is the one that says in Titus, if it was up to me, I would fast on the 10th. because that's when the ikr started. We fast on the ninth because we go by the haskalah. Rabbi Yochanan is the one that says that. But wait a minute. Rabbi Yochanan is the one in Bava Kamma that holds Eisha Mishum Chitzav. When we have a fire that damages my friend's property, is that because it's my property that damages, like my animal, Eisha Mishum Amono, or Eisha Mishum Chitzav? It's like my arrows. Rabbi Yochanan holds Eisha Mishum Chitzav. What does that mean? By the first moment, that's when it's already considered your action. So ask the Achronim, how could Rabbi Yochanan say that he would have fasted on the 10th if Eisha Mishum Chitzav, you go by when it's lit, and therefore you should say you fast on the 9th? Right, and related to that is the Nemuki Yosef in Baba Kama, where the Nemuki Yosef, the most famous Nemuki Yosef in all of Shas, right, at least top three. Right, Nemuki Yosef says, according to Rabbi Yochanan, Eishim Mishum Chitzav, that when I shoot an arrow, it's like my fire, and it's considered my responsibility all the way until it damages. How could women light Shabbos candles on Friday afternoon? Right? They light the candles, but Eishim Mishum Chitzav. So on Shabbos, as if they're still lighting the candles. It's called Shabbos. At least to Rabbanan, let's say. Right, we had a Rashi, if you remember. And we had a Rashi, Peivav, or so, where was it? Peivav, Peizayin. Rashi said on Daf Peivav. No, not Peivav. Earlier, Peidalid, Peibez. I'm sorry, Ayin. Sorry, I take it back. Right, where we spoke about the Niskalin. So at the end of the Niskalin discussion, where is it? I'll find it in a second. Where it spoke about Chil Shabbos. So that's where Rashi says it's impossible to violate an Isser D'Oraisa on Shabbos without an action. Without an action. You need an action to be able to violate. Right? And that's why without the action, one is not going to violate. Samachvav. What did I say? Peivav? Samachvav Amin Aleph. That's a Rashi. Machalaz Shabbos. Right? Kovash Yishbo Maisa. Right, that's the, so not that you would violate, you can't say you could violate, Mamish Daraisa, but that's the question of the Achronim. That's the question of Nemuki Yosef. Right, Nemuki Yosef says, how can a woman light Shabbos candles? What's his answer? It's my action, but it's not called that I did it at that second. Right, it's that I am responsible for it, but I did it earlier. But based on that, they all ask on Rabbi Yochanan, right, how can he say you should fast on the 10th if you go by the beginning? Okay, we're not going to get into the answers, but that's what, Achronim suggest. Okay, we continue. So Nebuzradan had tremendous covet for Nebuchadnezzar. Amar Rava, we continue. Ta'in tlas meya kudnaisa narga de parzala de shalat par parzala. Nebuzradan took with him many 300 mules that hold iron axes in order to bang down the wall. The Shalvapar's law, iron, that would be sholate and be able to break iron. Shagla Nebuchadnezzar Nevuzradan. That's what Nebuchadnezzar sent to Nevuzradan. And they start banging against the gates of Yerushalayim. Kulu balatinu chadashu Yerushalayim. All of them literally got swallowed up. I mean, they broke. They started banging on one of the gates of Yerushalayim. They all broke. All 300 axes broke. They can't get in. Shenemar pituchel yachad bakshil v'keilafos yahalomun. So what happens? So, Nebuzradan, interesting, even though he was a Russian gomor mamish, boy lemedar, he's ready to give up. He's like, forget it. Amar mistafina de lev du bi, ki hechi de avdu besancheref. Remember, he saw what happened to Sancheref 30 years ago. He says, I'm done. You know, this is obviously not working, there's a miracle against me, so I'm leaving. Right? What's gonna happen to me like what happened to Sancheref? Nafka kala, a bas kol goes out from heaven. The Amar and says, Shvar bar Shvar, a jumper or a leaper, the son of a leaper. You're going to leap and be able to conquer Yerushalayim. Nebuzradan Shvar, jump, leap in. Meaning, you got one axe left. Try one more. Demata Zimna, now's the time. Meaning, a few seconds ago was not time yet. Everything has an exact time in history. Now's the time. Demikdash Shachariv, the Hechla Mikle, the Mikdash is going to be destroyed, the Hechla is going to be burned. Pashtecha Narga, he had one left. Asa machi bakupa. He used the handle of the axe, the ispach and the viftach, and the door opened. Meaning, what was this all about? The Eitz Yosef says, and the Yad Ramah says in the Rishonim, this is all to show Nebuzradan and Nebuchadnezzar, it's not them. It's not their greatness that is causing the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is doing it. And to show you, all your axes are going to break, all your axes, the last one you'll do. It's obviously from me, says the Yad Ramah. That's the message of this whole, all of the miracles that are going to take place. And that's what the Eitz Yosef says here, without reading it. Shenemar Yivada Kamevi Lamala Bisfach Eitz Kardumos. Havi Katol V'at. So what happens? So he gets in, they get in. Also the Achronim discuss, here, the Torah's Chatas, The Torah Chaim also discusses here this miracle that took place, and he explains. He wanted, and his approach was to destroy the Yerushalayim b'derech hateva. That's why he said Nebuzradan, all of these kalim. Ulam herelo kadosh baruch hu ki hu nilcham lahem b'Yisrael belulei kein lo yachol lahem shekol klei zayin shelo einam chashuvim leklum v'lakachas kulam balach hadasu Yerushalayim. Right. Also to show that it was all him. Havi kadav also. So he gets in and he starts killing along the way. Whoever's in his path, Adamata Lahechal, until he comes to the Hechal. Adlik Beinura, and he lights the Hechal, he lights the Beis HaMikdash on fire. Gava Hechla, the Hechal miraculously is lifted up into the air. Darchu Beimin Shmaya, and then it's pushed down to the ground. The Yad Ramah says, again to show that it's HaKadosh Baruch Hu doing this. Nobody else. Right? Says the Yad Ramah, Malachim Higbihuhu. The Malachim brought it up. It's the Beis HaMikdash. It's God's house. Hashem pushed it back down. Right? To show that, you know, it's coming from above. It's not coming from below. Because all of a sudden, a second ago, Nebuzradan was scared, but all of a sudden this happened. He starts feeling good about himself. Nafka Baskala, another Baskal goes out. Viamrale, Amakatila Katalis, Hechla Kalya Kalis, Kimcha Techina Techinas. You killed a people who already killed. You burned something that was burned already. You ground up already ground flour. Don't think you accomplished anything. Shneamar kechi rechayim v'tachni kemach galitza masei cheshvi shoval galishok ivri naharos. Chite monomar ela kemach. It says kemach, grind up flour. What do you mean flour is already ground up? The answer is, it's already ground up. HaKadosh Baruch Hu already made the decree. Here we go, famous story, also from Maseches Gittin. Chazadam yid Zechariah davika rasach. He comes into the Beis HaMikdash and he sees the blood of Zechariah HaNavi. Zechariah HaNavi was a Navi hundreds of years earlier that had told Bnei Yisrael, you have to do better, and he was killed. They killed him. And the blood had been boiling for over 200 years. And it's on the floor. Amarlu Maihai. He asked them, what is this? Amrule Dams Vachimu, the Ishtabech. Oh, it's some sacrificial blood that spilled. Amarlu Aisi, the Insi, Imidmu, Kasi, Imidmu. Bring me animal blood. I want to compare it. Kasi, he shechted an animal, velo idmu, and it was not comparable. Armaluhu giluli, tell me what this blood is. Vilo, and if not, sarikna luchul bisraichu, bimasreka the parzala, I will comb all of your flesh with metal combs. So you have to tell me what's going on here. Amrule, hai koin v'navihu. This was a kohen gadol, a navi, de invuluhu li Yisrael, b'churbana de Yerushalayim, who told us there was going to be a churban, and we didn't like it, v'kaslu, and we killed him. Amar lahu says Nevuzradon anim if I see nale, I will appease this blood to make it finally stop boiling. I see Rabbanon kadli lavei velo nach. The greatest rabbis were brought. She killed all of them. The blood didn't stop. I see dar deki de beirav. They brought children. Kadli lavei velo nach. Didn't stop. I see pirchei kahuna. They brought all the kohanim. Kadli lavei velo nach. Adi kadli lavei tishin va'arba ribo. Right, almost. Almost a million, according to this number, right? 940,000. Velonach, and it didn't stop. Karav Lagabe, he goes to the blood and says, Amar, Zechariah, Zechariah, Tovim Shebohem Ibadetem. I killed almost all of them. Nichalu Daktalinu Lakulu. You want me to kill all of them? Mianach. Finally, the blood stopped boiling. Nevuzradon, who just killed almost a million Jews. Hear her b'tshuva b'dayte. He thinks for a second, it's like, oh, what's going on here? Amar ma'heim shelo ibdu el nefesh achas kach. They killed one person, right? Zechariah, and this is what happened. Hahu gavra me mateyale. What's going to be with me? I've killed so many. Araki has a hero of tshuva. Araki ran away. Shadar pertisa lebeise. He sent a will to his house and said, "I'm leaving the is gayer," and he converts to Judaism. Tana Rabbanan, and here we have the line that also appears in Gittin, Naaman Gertoshev Haya, Naaman, right, I think from Aram, right, Aram, the leper from Aram who came and Elisha healed him, and he also was inspired, he became a Gertoshev, Nuvuzradon Gertzedek Haya, Mibne Banav Shal Sisra, Limdu Tara B'Yerushalayim, Sisra's grandchildren, all the Rishayim, their descendants, Mibnei Banav Shal Sancherev Limdu Torah Barabim Umaninu Shmaya Vavtalion Mibnei Banav Shal Haman Limdu Torah Bibnei Brak. Right? All of these descendants, right? This is the greatest punishment for these people. Right, that they have grandchildren, great grandchildren sitting and learning Torah. Right, that's the greatest punishment. The Rebbe Yitzchak Miraditchev, the Kedushas Levi, writes that Hashem sometimes takes Rasha'im and brings tremendous miracles through their destruction, and ultimately that ends up being a schus for them. Right, Sancherev, one of the greatest miracles of Kiddush Hashem happened in the history of the world through him. Again, he was punished. But ultimately, maybe there's a nekuda, there's a nitzot ha-kedusha that's there, and that goes to the grandchildren and the great-grandchildren. That's what he writes on Megillas Eicha. Right? He has a piece in Ala Torah on Megillas Eicha. So he writes there, these are the midas of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. V'chulu, hein malbushav kulo chesed, v'darko lasos and kol b'riyosav, v'hini HaKadosh Baruch Hu lif amim, makes sonei Yisrael, v'ose lahem nekama gedola, ki alkei niskadei shmo shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu, kimo b'paro Sancherev Haman Sisra. Shal yadam niskadei shmo yizbarach, v'yadei zeh zachul shebnei b'neihem niskarvu l'ashem, k'omo shomer chazal, mi'bnei banav shel paro b'nei Sancherev and Haman, v'nimsa zeh chesed lahem, ma'asher HaKadosh Baruch Hu ose lahem nekama. Ironically, the greatest punishment, the amazing miracle through them, so that's what leads to the Kiddush Hashem, and that might trickle down to their descendants. Also important here, Rashi says here, Ger Toshav, Rashi says this all over Shas, right? What's the definition of a Ger Toshav? There's a Machlokas Tanoim in Meseches Avodah Zarah on Daf Samach Dalet. Rashi, for some reason, does not quote the Shita of the Chachamim, which the Rambam Paskin's like. What's a Ger Toshav? Somebody who accepts Sheva Mitzvos Beinoach. Rashi all over quotes the other opinion. Rashi right here, bottom right. Someone who accepts not to do Avodah Zarah. Just that one. Shalom kibbeh olav shar mitzvah, v'kibbeh olav shalav Avodah Zarah. Huge discussion in the Achronim. Why does Rashi not quote the Sheet of the Chachamim, which l'chora we hold like? Maybe there are different types of Ger Toshav. Rav Asher Weiss in the Minchas Asher, in this week's Parsha, in Brachos and Simin Zion, discusses, you know, what is a Ger Toshav, a status? Like there's Bnei Noach, and there's Ger Toshav, and there's a Jew. Is it a real status in the Gavra? Or is it just like a personal Kabbalah, but doesn't change the Gavra? Get with Nafka Mina is related to that. Okay, we have to continue though. So says the Gemara, also the descendants of Nebuchadnezzar were going to come back to the fold. Amru malachei asharis lefnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ribono shel olam, mishehechrev es beischa, v'sarav es heichalecha, taknas tachas kanfei yeshchina. You're going to bring the one who is responsible, even though the general came, but the king? Hainu dechsiv. That's what it's meant in the pasuk. Rifa'inu as Bavel v'lo nirpasa. Bavel was healed, but it wasn't healed, meaning the malachim didn't let him in, so to speak. Ula amar zeh Nebuchadnezzar. That's referring to Nebuchadnezzar. Rabbi Shaul bar Nachmani Amar Elu Naras Bavel. That's referring to the rivers of Bavel, which were very bitter. V'targama ditzin yasa tredesa de Bavloi. Right, the Babylonian waters, and Rashi quotes that it was bitter and it didn't get sweet. Period. Amar Ula Amonu Moav Shivve Bishi the Yerushalayim Ave. Amon and Moav were bad neighbors. Right, after all the Nisan that they saw, this is what they did. Kivat Hashem Elu Nevi'ei to come Misnabi. Luchar Banu Yerushalayim Amon and Moav, who we know cannot marry in. Once they heard the Nevi'im talking about the destruction of Yerushalayim, Shalchel and Nebuchadnezzar Pukfasa, they said to Nebuchadnezzar, come. Remember, just like they all knew the prophecies, Sancherib knew the prophecies, Nebuchadnezzar knew. So they said, come. Omar, he says, Mistafina de Lolev de Likid Abdu Bekamoy. No, I don't want to. I'm going to start up with the king of the Jews. No, I don't want to have like Sancherib and Paro. Shalchule, Kieno Ish Bebeso. They said, God's not here anymore. Don't worry. God left. Right, Ve'inish, Halakadosh Baruch Hu. Right, the Gra takes out those three. Halakadosh Baruch Hu, Merachok. Ve'inish, Halakadosh Baruch Hu, Shneimar Hashem Yishmolchama. Shalach Lehu, Bekrevu Huvasi. Maybe he's close by. He left it. Maybe he's close by. Shalchulei, Halach Baderach Merachok. He went far away. Shalach Lehu, Islehu Tzadike, Debo Rachmi Umaisilei. There are the righteous that will daven and get him back. Shalchulei, Tzror HaKesef, Lachach Biyado. He took a Tzror of Kesef with him. Ve'in Kesef Ala Tzadikim, Shneimar Ve'karali, Bechamisha Asar Kesef, Vechomer Tzorim, Velesach Tzorim. Right, the tzaddikim left. Right, that's the gullus of the cheresh and the mazger. Shalach lehu hadri rishi b'tshuva. Maybe the wicked will do tshuva. Ubo rachmi maisilei. He's scared because he knows the power of the prayer of a Jew. He's saying they're going to daven. Shalchu lekfar kava lehem zman. the time has already been set for the destruction. Sheneemar liyom akese yavo beso. Vein kese elazman sheneemar bakese liyom chagenu. Shalach Lewi sends back. Sisva have, it's the winter. When did the whole thing start? Asar b'teves. The original siege. It's the winter. V'lo matzina da'asi mitalga mimitra. It's the snow, the rain. I have no protection for my army. Shalach Lewi sent to him. Ta ashina datura. You go in the feet of the mountain, the bottom of the mountain, there'll be protection places. Sheneemar shilchu kar moshel eretz misela midbara el har basio. Shalach Lehu, he doesn't want to go. Iasina, lesli duchta diasivna bay. Where am I going to stay? Okay, I'll be protected a little bit, but I don't have any places to stay. I have tons of armies. Shalach Lehu, kfaro shalahem ulin miplatrin shalcha. Their burial crypts, the caves, are even nicer than some of your palaces. You know, so just come. No excuses. Dichsiv. And that's the Nevuah. Be'ezahinu Mashem, Yirmiyo says, Yotziu es atzmos malcha Yehuda. They're going to take out the bones from the crypts. Ves atzmos sarav, ves atzmos hakohanim, ves atzmos hanavim, ves atzmos osi Yerushalayim, mi kivrehem, v'ushtachum lashemesh v'layarech, l'chotzva shemayim asher ahavum, asher avadum, v'asher hocha achareyem. All of those that worship Avodah Zarah, they'll be out in the sun and the moon, and that'll be Mida, Kenegan Mida. And then, this takes us through Nebuchadnezzar, and now starts the Gemara, a lot about Mashiach and other, issues as well. Okay, so we'll stop here, since tomorrow will be put up from the last cycle, and the next day I'm not sure. Not sure yet, we'll have to see, but again, tomorrow will be from, the last cycle. Okay, we'll stop here.